How you doing?
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Homecare.
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm good.
Great. Well, I call you for a few things. First, I wanted to make some questions about the patient, as usual. So, first, we want to know if Althea is still located at 4856 North Bouvier Street?
Yes.
Okay, also, we want to know if the patient has been admitted into a hospital in the last 3 weeks or no? I'm sorry, can you hear me? Oh, if the patient has been admitted into the hospital in the last 3 weeks or no?
No hospital.
Okay. Finally, I wanted to let you know that we received a notification from Kisten, and they said that in this case, the patient was hospitalized back on October. October 14th to 16th.
October the 14th to the 16th?
Correct. From last year.
I can't even remember. I'm not, well, you know, you're my coordinator. I don't even remember.
No, I mentioned this because, well, first of all, we received a notification from Kisten, but on those 3 days, we have clock-ins and clock-out from you.
I'm about going to the hospital. Do they count when you go to the hospital? Like, I know when she go to the hospital, like my other guys, when mommy goes to the hospital, that's fine. But if you have to, I'm allowed to come and do my duties. When do they count her being in the hospital?
Oh, well, I mean, if you go to an appointment with the patient, yeah, when they get admitted, at that moment
I don't do work for you. I work for Benevolent. Benevolent says you got to be careful sometimes. If they ever, like, admit her or whatever, like, and they still doing whatever, they will count that as, like, she was in there. And they will come back and dock you. My other job told me that before.
Oh, okay. No, but in this case, as per Kisten, they mentioned that the patient was admitted on those dates between the 14 and 16.
So all I can say is, you know, at this point, this doc me, because I don't even really remember. I remember her going to the hospital, coming back in the yard, keep running and all that. Like, I don't really remember. So is we in that year, and hope we in spring running next year.
Okay.
But if Cleason said it, you know, gotta be something happened. So all I can say is this doctor.
Yeah, in that case, I see exactly you clock in for 2 hours on the 14th, 2.5 on the 15th and 16th. So, the building department...
I didn't even clock to my 4 or 3 hours. I must have went and did what I was supposed to do for her and then left. Because remember, if you're in the hospital and I still got to come up here and make sure you're cool, I'm going to clock in. So now I know what your reference is, if they ever admit mommy or something. So I can't remember, but I know you say it's 2.5 hours. I got, what you say, it's 4 hours extra, 4.2.
Yeah, it is exactly the full amount. It will be 7 hours for those 3 days. 7 hours.
No, not 7. You want after the first day, like my other boss said, you don't get admitted to the second day. But we got to go by what Chiefs don't say, right?
Correct. So,
yeah. So the 7, I already know, get prepared to get that. That's all I can do. Moving forward, I make sure I'm on it this year and start writing stuff down. Because, you know, I got mommy, and I still got the newborn baby. So after I leave her, I go back home and tend to my daughter. I got a newborn baby. That's why I'm high as drunk. I had the baby.
No problem. In that case, basically the billing department is asking for a deduction on those 3 days.
Right, there's deduction. That's all we can do. Make things right. Deduction.
Yeah, but in this case,
I'll make sure I'm on it. But, you know, you always look out for me, Jose. So this doctor for next week. So I'm prepared next week. Their check may be short. But y'all had already owed me for 2 hours from last week when I texted y'all about my hours. Because I only got paid $186.50.
No, don't worry. I mean, your paycheck will be the same as usual this Friday. And as you just said, it will be for next week paycheck, the deduction. Okay? But this week, it will be...
But remember, they had already owed me for two hours. Look at my clock after my job.
On which date?
I'm in the hospital. Hold on. We might don't got a doctor for a whole 7. I might only got an old 5-5. Let me talk to him. Let me think online. The one thing I love, Joe, is that you always make sure I got my money. I see you to get married. You help me. The other job, baby, doctor me. I mean, I'm tired of them. I'm ready to put all my hours in this one umbrella. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole way to the big book. This goes 16 years, 16 years. Here goes that. Okay. I'm going to my second ranking. So everything cool for you. You got I got paid today. I got 186. Hey. Yo, I just the same thing for both of you. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry. You right. I don't get the rest of the time. I get paid on Friday. You right. That's my other job. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Listen, I got Bethlehem for Benevolent Homestead, and I got Wells Fargo for y'all. So my baby, y'all don't owe me. Benevolent owe me. I'm sorry, boo.
No, don't worry about it. That's fine.
It'll come out to paycheck Friday, so I'm not here like, I don't get paid. I get paid just you. I get paid all the Friday. And my other job, I got paid today. They sure to be not too.
That's okay. So in that case, I will send you a text message just for you to confirm the deduction, okay? I mean, just reply that you agree.
You and Wells Fargo, my bad. Let me check. Wait a minute. Y'all Wells Fargo. Oh, my God. I got logged in on that. But it wasn't that many hours. It was only 2 hours. But you be on it. So I got to really go about what you said. Because I said, front, you be on it. You just give me a time and give me a time so I can't really. All right, hold tight. Call you back. I'll make sure I have the paper done before 4 o'clock today. Because I got to get ready to clock out and go pick the baby up. But I want to show you it's the 2 hours that I did miss from y'all. But it's only 2 hours.
Absolutely, no problem. So in that case, I would appreciate it if you can reply the text message with the agreement. Okay? Well, no, I mean when you have a chance, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to pick the clock out in 1 minute. I clocked in on time. So my clock out at 2 o'clock. I clocked in at 11. But I clocked out at 2. But by me, I'm about to go pick the baby up while my mom's taking a nap. I'll put the clothes in the dryer. So by 4 o'clock, I'm going to have my reply. And they just show you that I'm missing 2 hours. If not, I'll sign the agreement, discuss it, and then we move forward.
Correct. And like I said, it will be next week paycheck that you will set the deduction. On this one, it will be as usual. This
okay.
Friday, it will be the same, okay?
So how much would that be? There will be only, how many hours I would get paid? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I only get paid for 6 hours, right?
Correct. But as soon as I got the precise information, I will let you know anyway, okay?
All right, so let me take my bank bunches, because I'm taking 2 hours off. I've been checking, remember, I thought she was the other job. I got 2 jobs. I get the money deposit. Let me get the client. Oh, I got to talk to 2 o'clock when it got, because I clocked in at 11. See, my phone was off. I just paid my cell phone bill. I'm going to go pick up her laundry and get my daughter, and I'll be back at 2 at 4 o'clock.
No worry, that's fine. I will be waiting for your reply when you have a chance, okay?
I promise you, you always send me, if I miss a day, you are the only job that would send me time to just say, Tiana, you missing this day. I love it about you. The other job, they be playing. If I'm going to take my 16 hours and put them all with y'all. Remember, I got 16 hours with y'all and 16 with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But put them all in one umbrella.
Okay. All right, so in that case, is there maybe anything else that I may assist you with so far?
I appreciate you, Jose. If they can, if somebody should have been here to the target. definitely need some. There's something I'll put some fire out my pocket. But you know, I got the baby because the Lord's sight does. You know, I got the baby. So, at the end, just tip it out. Some little, give me some t-shirts, a size medium, because I have my family first put on right now, but it's actually dirty, but nobody can smell. I need a couple of shirts, some gloves, some masks, and a hand sanitizer.
Okay.
And I keep saying it, just saying it. They don't send me nothing. I say, Mom, I have to let him know when you run out. They're not a mind reader. And she goes, she's 71. And she got a Zoom appointment today, too. Because they talk about up her albums, because Mommy got a lot of new stuff wrong with her. So they dropped some albums. I had all of my albums. Y'all dropped my albums. And guess what? Mommy really needs an album. She's 71. So I got a first paperwork out for today, too. So the doctor to sign it and put the keystone. Because she needs 56 hours, they say. She don't got enough care.
Okay. Don't worry, I will register that information over here for us to have the record. Okay?
Yeah, got a Zoom meeting right now where our primary doctors just had it. Y'all call your deep doctor eyes. They're going to do this special test soon. I got a test soon on Monday. So next Monday, me and the client will be at a test soon. It won't be home. I drive and all that, so I got to drive for my car. We're going to get there and get back.
Of course, and also, like I mentioned, if there's any update about the process, I will let you know immediately, all right?
Okay, and I'll let you know if I'm correct during the hours I'm missing, or is it the other job, and I'll let you know by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I will be waiting for any insight from you, that's fine.
I'm juggling her and the baby, but I'm doing the whole thing, I'm doing it.
Don't worry, that's okay. In that case, thank you very much for answering my phone call, and have a great day. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.